The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I am Lorianne Kazdia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you are having a beautiful time. I hope your Thanksgiving was great and sharing time with friends and family. This is my favorite time of year, my favorite holiday, because that's all we do. We are grateful and thankful. It's very mindful. I try to do that every day, but it's really nice to get together with family and have my boys come in and so forth. But today, I am excited all the time. You know that I'm so excited to have people on my show. But what's really exciting about this is our guest today, she is a life and business strategist like me. We work in the same industry. We have a lot of same credentials in our background. And I love learning from other people in the industry who are successful and wonderful. She's delightful. I actually met her when we were both at an event, and she just struck me. Her energy was so amazing. I can't wait to share her with you. Her name is Stephanie Oden, and she specializes in helping entrepreneurs who are struggling with getting leads, up and down confidence, and defining balance as they focus on the next level of their business and leveling up their business. Not only does Stephanie have a degree in electrical engineering, who knew? She is also a certified results coach, a certified career management coach, a network and affiliate marketing professional, aroma freedom practitioner, me too, certified success principal trainer, me too, and contributing author in the international bestseller, The Power of Yes. It is from the depths of skill and diversity of experiences that she passionately serves her clients and brand partners. And I am so pleased to welcome you on the show. Welcome to the show, Stephanie.
Lorianne, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am honored to be here, and I'm like you. I love being in the space of other professionals who are successful and collaborating and sharing our stories. Ultimately, that's how we make a difference. That's how we make a ripple. Our ripples, they combine, and we do this. We have a big pond at that point.
Absolutely.
So thank you so much. I'm looking forward to this so much.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. And it's so funny because you use the same terminology, life and business strategist. We're mentors, we're coaches, we're strategists. It's really important to have a strategy. You don't go on vacation and don't have a plan. You need to have a plan. What are your goals? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be? What do you want to be when you grow up? If you even want to grow up, I still haven't decided if I wanted to or not. Can you tell?
I haven't either. I think that's why we resonate so much.
Yeah.
Because we have a plan, kind of, but it's really about having that strategy.
Yeah.
And being able to adjust that strategy.
Well, it's in the navigation that really you find the success, that you can have a plan, set a strategy out there, put out what you want to do, be, go, and earn, achieve, whatever the case may be. And here's the thing, we also have to be aware that you need to shift, because sometimes that's not the direction universe, God, source, your higher power has in store for you. And I have found through my personal experience, Stephanie, I'm sure you can relate to this, that no matter what plans we make, we're shifting whether or not we like it. And if we struggle, we can take that long ride around, but we're going to end up where universe, source, divine, or your higher power decides that you're going to be. So why not take the easy, shorter route? That's what I discovered in my long life. What do you think?
I agree with that. There's a lot of plans that I've made, but it's the plans that are designed for me and the ones where I end up exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah. And I love my aroma freedom practice. I love doing that with the veterans and people who are really struggling. I love doing that. And I love that you're a success principal trainer as well. But so with that, I just want to dive in. I just really want to hit it with you, Stephanie. So I speak to a lot of my clients, and one of their number one questions is, how do I hit a reset button when I hit the bottom? Because they're usually coming to me when they just, they finally realize, I can't do this alone, and we don't need to do it alone. That's the, I think that's what resonates the most with me, is we don't have to do anything alone. So how do you hit that reset button?
Well, the first thing I would tell you is you have to hit the bottom, to really recognize that that's it. There's no other options. Either you get up or you lay there and choose to die. And that was the situation in my case. After a health episode, landing in the hospital, I was it, right? I had a six-figure career. I was doing all the things. I had the company car. I had the two kids, the one husband, the two cats, but messed up on the inside, and I hit the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And the only answer that the professionals could give me at that time in the emergency room was, here's some pain medicine. And when I had to go back later, they looked at me like I was crazy. Like, okay, you're really just coming in here. You're making up the pain. But it was unbearable.
Right.
And it was at that point that laying there, I knew I had a choice, that if dying was going to hurt like this, I am choosing to live for myself, for my spouse, and for my kids. So that is the first part of hitting a reset, is to realize that, you know what, this option, I don't like it very much.
Yeah. And
so just acknowledging that.
Yeah. And here you said a very, very important term. You actually said a lot of different things that I just want to take and dive in a little bit. You said choice. It is a choice. And it's okay to have the choice to sit there. It's okay to have a choice to be stuck. It's okay to have that choice to not take any action. That's okay. It's your choice. But you also have the choice to build it bigger and better. And from great tragedy always comes the opportunity for our greatest growth, and that's a choice.
Yes. And getting that is that's really the reset
button
when you hit the bottom, is you have the choice. You have the choice. Now, with the choice will come work. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily come easily, especially if you've got layers of things, you know, protecting you.
Sure.
That stuff's going to have to fall off.
Sure.
But the first, the hardest, the most defining moment in hitting that reset is the choice to do different.
Yeah. Take a different turn. Try a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I had like a wall in front of me, a moat and a wall. And I think there were like alligators in the moat. That's how much protection I had put around myself. And then then actually realized I wasn't protecting myself. I was actually imprisoning myself by not allowing other people to see the genuine me and to be the genuine me. Cause I was, you know, within these walls, it was terrible. And that's why I always throw the moat in, because, you know, let's just make it even more difficult than we have to make it, Lorianne. So, you know, a lot of people feel that, right? And but we can make choices, and we take steps. We take little steps. I liken it to eating a pizza. We don't eat the whole pie at the same time. We eat it a slice at a time. So when we're hitting that reset button, when we make that choice, once we make the choice, isn't it easier to take those steps, those next few steps?
Oh, it definitely is. Once we make that choice, it's almost like, you know, using your analogy, it's almost like that little bridge thing comes down, right? And then you're able to see your way to the other side.
I ran.
You couldn't see before that ramp. Yes. The things you couldn't see before, you can see them now.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that happens.
It's crystal clear all of a sudden, because you take the fog away and you make that choice. And sometimes it's not an easy choice, but it actually is the best choice to make that easy choice. So what is critical in that personal pivot?
The things that I would say are critical, and there's definitely others. Everyone's personal experience is different. But the three things for me ended up being what was going on with my energy, what was happening with my emotions, and what is my environment looking like around me? Is it supporting, or is it depleting where I want to go?
Yeah. So it's real important to have people around you who are supporting you. And if they're not, you need to get a different room, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
Walk out, just go. Yeah. And our friends and families really mean, you know, they really mean well, but a lot of times it's their fears, their sense of scarcity that they are bleeding onto us, and they hold us small, but we allow it. And there's the difference. So, you know, if we don't have support people around us, if we don't have somebody who will be a raving fan, I have a girlfriend, her name is Deborah, and she is a raving fan. It's just whatever I do, she's like, that's awesome. You go for it, Lori. And she's like right in my corner, no matter what it is. And she never says, you can't do this. She never says, why are you doing this? She's just right there. It's just, she's full on. She's full on board. Do you have that, Stephanie?
I do. Yeah. I do. I have a good friend that has known me for 30 years, and I reached out to her and I said, you know what, I have this goal. I'd like to accomplish it. And the only thing she said was, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm a Kundalini practitioner, Kundalini meditation practitioner. So I was like, I need to practice this. So can you? I got a couple friends in the room and my man in the room, and we're doing Kundalini. And the two of them, Deborah and my guy, Anthony and Deborah are sitting there, and they're giggling like 5-year olds because, you know, we're doing the Kundalini, we're doing the meditation, and it was just so funny. But they were being so supportive. But they were sitting there going, yeah, this isn't really for us, but we're doing it because we love you so much, you know. Yeah. So it was really adorable. And I had to run out of the room for a second because my battery had, I wasn't prepared. My battery had gone out on my computer and I had to go get the cord. And I was at the top of the stairs and I just hear them giggling like two kids, you know, doing something. But there it is. They were supporting. They weren't sitting there mocking. They weren't sitting there not doing it and going, no, that's not for me. They tried it. And I love that about it. And that's the kind of support you're talking about. Somebody that will just get behind you and say, yeah, go. You need cheerleaders in life, right?
Yeah, definitely need cheerleaders. And the other thing on the other side of that, Lorianne, is not everyone will be that cheerleader.
That's okay.
Not everyone will be that fan, and that's okay. The biggest, probably the most important lesson that I learned in that is they only know what they know.
Right. Right.
They only know what they know.
I love that, and that's so, so true. And you said another critical point is energy. It really,
oh my God,
the energy changes. It goes from lack of energy to an abundance of energy where it's like, okay, what do you want? And can you share that with us? And it's just because you're so happy, right? And you're doing what you want. When you're in alignment with what you're supposed to do, it's easy. It's good. It feels joyous. You find the joy. You just love it. Even the most crazy things, like even changing a tire if you need to, it's joyous because you're just sitting there looking at the point of view of gratitude that you even have a tire to change, right?
Yes, that you said the word right there, that gratitude, that it seems so simple. You know, people ask, well, what's the secret? Well, what do you do? It's gratitude. It's just the energy in the room. Even if the other person doesn't get it, they can't help. But and gratitude is contagious.
Yes.
They can't help but pick up some level of that.
Yep.
And maybe not be as grumpy.
Yes. Yes. It's so true. And it makes them feel better and they want to continue to do that. I know that people look at you, look at me, look at some of the other colleagues that we have, and they're like, we want to look like that because you guys look happy all the time. And we are. We are, because we're doing what we want, which brings me to emotional wellness and energy and how it impacts. And I know you speak about three circles of influence and how your energy is impacted by your circle of influence. Talk to us about that.
Well, one of the things in terms of energy management that I do subconsciously, I don't do it on paper and I don't tell people that they're in a circle. But what I found is there's three different circles of friends. You have the ones that are naysayers. You know, they're usually in the middle. They won't go away, but they won't buy in either. And they're constantly telling you what you can and what you cannot do. You know, they're a little bit negative, but mm-hmm. they're okay. They can hang around a little bit. The one circle I call this, these are your peeps, like we were just talking about. The ones that are, they're there, they don't understand what you're doing, but you know what? You're getting on the boat, I'm getting on the boat too. Those are the ones that, that are in that smaller circle and they're closer to you and you share your dreams with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that other group, that third group, you just, I call them the itty bitty shitty committee. I'm sorry if I wasn't supposed to say that on air. Let's just say the IBSC. Those are the ones that you don't even need them in your space. And you just bless and release, because they will continue to take your energy as you're looking to convince them and win them over and do the things that in our heart we like doing. Like, we stand for people.
Yes.
You know, we champion people. We champion the potential in people.
Yes.
But that IBSC, just don't.
Yeah, well, they just don't get it, and it's not their time. So every, you know, maybe some of this stuff we wouldn't have gotten earlier in our life, and it's the right time. When you start getting it, it's the right time. You have the tools that you need in order to take those next steps. It's, I call it being awake. And so so they're not awake, the itty bitty committee. So
I'm sorry if I messed it up.
No, it's all good. It's all good.
I shouldn't have said that. But, you know, in my mind.
It's all good, but that's what you call it. It's you being genuine. I love it. And you're absolutely right that they really do affect you. They affect your life. And it's like, have you ever been in a room and you're having a good time and then one person walks in and just sucks the energy out of the room? That's the committee member. They're probably the leader of the committee.
They are the VIP. Section of the ISBC. I'm just saying.
That's okay, right?
I mean, I hold the space for them too.
Of course.
So it's not they only know what they know. They don't know how to be any different.
Right. And you know, we're not in the business for forcing it on anybody. It's when you're ready, people come to us and say, okay, I want to do what you were doing. I want to feel the way you feel. And we're like, yeah, come on, you know, come on and come into the party. It's a lot of fun over here. So, but yeah, walk away from that third group and, you know, be cautious of the naysayers, but those peeps that are getting on the boat with us, again, those are the people we want to surround ourselves with. And I love those people. Those are the people who have on speed dial. Those are the people, when I'm having a bad day, I call them up and within seconds, their energy lifts my energy up. It's just amazing. I'm also a big believer. I do it every day. I do my gratitude journal and I do my affirmations. And I know you're an affirmation queen. Actually, you have a free gift for our listeners if they want. They go to StephanieOden.com, O-D-E-N.com, and you are offering them 150 success affirmations. I love this. Talk about how affirmations contributed to your success, because I know that they contributed to mine.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. I will say there's a part A and B to the story. I used to be the affirmation writing queen. I could just write an affirmation and, you know, slap it up there. The pivotal point with the affirmations, though, is the emotion that needs to be tied to the affirmation. So, you know, once you decide, you know, what will be your affirmation, what are you stepping into? Oh, it's so important to get attached to that emotion, because I was jacked up and saying all the right emotions. I mean, all the right affirmations.
Sure.
I was saying them all, but emotionally, I wasn't being or becoming what that affirmation stated. And that was the shift when I started, for all the listeners that will get the 150 affirmations, don't do all 150. Okay, pick three that you really see yourself stepping into when you close your eyes and you can embody that.
Yeah.
And that is the power of our affirmations.
Without a doubt.
We repeatedly tell our subconscious this is who we are. That's when the transformation happens.
And
that's the beauty in those.
Without a doubt. That's something that you can aspire to. And you can start with two and then do that for 30 days and then move on to the next 30 days. And you will see that you will be able to manifest. That's when we talk about manifest. But when you say emotions need to be tied to the affirmations, it's so funny. I was told that a long time ago and I was like, okay, what does that really mean? So I thought I was doing it, but I really wasn't doing it. It's using your five senses, like really feeling it in your heart, feeling the how you would feel accomplishing what your affirmation is about, how what you feel like, really, really feel it and smell it and hear it and see it and feel it right into your gut, right?
Right. And that was the opposite side of that lesson. The way I learned that was a situation I went through, a difficult time in my life.
Well, we're going to ask you to hold the difficult time because you are listening to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne, and we are speaking with Stephanie Oden. She is a life and business strategist like I am, even though I can't say it today, apparently. And we are going to take a short little break, come back in and hear her story about where those shifts took place, because you're going to want to listen to this. It's really, really important about the application of affirmations and manifestation. We will be right back. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Casdy, and if you have any questions, comments, or ideas, please hit us up at healthylifestylewithla@gmail.com. And of course, follow us on social media at Healthy Lifestyle with LA. This is so much fun today, and I hope you're having a great day. I'm very holiday spunky, so I'm really have a lot of energy. But with that said, I have even more because of Stephanie Oden being on our show. She's a life and business strategist, and we just left off speaking about how emotions need to be tied into affirmations. And Stephanie, you were going to tell us where that pivotal point was for you and those important things that people have to remember.
Okay, definitely. We'll talk about that. I do want to say, I'm just thinking about my story, and for those that are listening, personal growth happens in layers, and a lot of times it gets a little bit messy on your way to being that masterpiece that you're becoming. So, you know, you want to give yourself grace, which leads into the difficult time that I had and what really shifted it for me. I was saying the affirmations. I had good affirmations too, like really good ones. They went by the book. They were like super duper gooper affirmations. But I was also at this place emotionally where I was not whole. There's a lot of things going on with me. I remember sitting in a seminar and going through some transformation work, and the words came out of my mouth that really met with the emotion in my heart, and the words were, "I am broken." And within 3 weeks after that, I'd never broken anything in my life. I slipped on some ice. I broke my ankle in three places and had to have emergency surgery.
Wow.
That is the power of emotions being tied to the affirmation that you really believe.
Yes.
And it was at that point that I realized that if it can work on the negative, it can work on the positive. And that's what really got me clued into having real affirmations. They don't have to be pretty. They just have to be real. And I have to feel them.
Yeah. 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 It's all about the feeling it, because you really believe in it. It's about believing. It's about faith. It's about trust. And when you put faith, trust, and belief in it, you're using your emotions. So, you know, what I do, Stephanie, is I kind of liken it to this. It sounds a little elementary, if you will. But it really does give everyone who's not been through it an idea of what this means. It's like cleaning out a closet. So your closet is messy. You want to organize it. You want to get rid of things that you don't use anymore. You want to, you know, just maybe open up some space to allow yourself to put new stuff in there. So when you're taking the closet apart and you're taking everything out, you put it all over the room, right? Maybe even a couple of rooms, depending on right. how you're doing it, right?
Right.
And it makes such a mess. It's like all over the place. And you're like, oh my God, what did I just do? And it's overwhelming. And you're maybe hyperventilating. You're sitting in the middle of the room going, what did I do? But then one thing at a time, after you clean out the closet and all the shelves are empty, you turn around and you start sorting through all your stuff. And you take one thing at a time and you put it back on the shelf. And you take a couple of other things and you go, this no longer serves me. And you put it out to the curb. And then you take the other things and you start organizing it. And then all of a sudden you see everything going back in a nice, organized way so that you get to it, you could use it, you can access it. And then the stuff that no longer serves you, it might have served you at one point, you can give it as a donation, put it to the curb, give it to a friend who might be able to use it, but it no longer serves you. That's what we're talking about. That personal growth happens in layers, just like you're rebuilding a closet. And then when you put it all back and you take a step back and you've achieved that next layer, if you will, of your personal growth, you take a big sigh and you look at what you've accomplished. And it's real important. And this is something many, many, many of my clients don't do. It's real important to turn around and look back at all of your accomplishments. We're always looking forward, grasping at the next thing. Turn around and look at what you've done. You are all amazing. Every single one of you are amazing because of what you've accomplished. It's just, you really don't focus on that stuff. We take it for granted, and I don't want you to take it for granted anymore. But that goes part and parcel with what you're talking about, Stephanie, right? With personal growth.
Yes, it does. It definitely does. And you know, one challenge that I was given by my coach, again, when you're in our in the area of what we do, we still continue to grow and evolve. And I had a coach to ask me to write out 100 success things.
Yes.
And, you know, even knowing all the things, I know I freaked out just a little bit. I'm just going to tell you. I was like, wait, what? And to get that list written, and she said, get it done in 24 hours. And so with that, you learn and you see things about yourself.
Oh my gosh, yes. We need to be raving fans about ourselves. We're taught to be so humble and, oh, that's not nice. And that, you know, people don't do that. And people don't like people to talk good about themselves. No. I totally encourage you guys to brag about yourselves. Matter of fact, we do this exercise. Stephanie, you know this exercise. We do this exercise where you actually stand there and you, as loud and energetic as you can, you tell everybody all the great things about yourself. And it's so empowering. And it always floors me at what comes out because I'm like, really? Where did that come from? You know, so that 100 success things is great. Is that from our good friend Patty?
It's from Patty, yes.
Yeah, our good friend Patty, yeah. So Patty Aubrey is a mentor of both of us, actually, and a CEO for Jack Canfield, the author, they're co-authors of the Chicken Soup for the Soul. But why the 24 hours? That was always the question that I get.
Because we will procrastinate. And I felt it when I'm in a seminar, I put myself, like, I'm all in as a student.
Yep, me too.
So I can feel what my clients would feel when I'm working with them.
Right.
And the 24 hours, first I said, there's no way. And I was making up excuses, too. I'm just going to be real, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I was making up excuses of, you know what, I only have like 6 hours. You know, I'm in this class, you know, just going with all the things.
Really? How am I going to do that? I need to sleep. I'm really tired. Yeah. Oh, no. I threw every excuse on the table for myself, too.
I'm feeling my brain is exploding because I'm getting all this goodness in this session. Like, when am I going to have time? And when I shut the noise off, and you know what I did? I started at 100.
Yeah.
And I worked backwards.
Nice.
So that I was already complete in my mind that planted, that I was already complete when I started.
Brilliant. Brilliant. It takes away the stress. Like, all right, I got 100.
Like, I got 100. Already got 100. I just got to fill them in, but I already got 100.
Yeah. You know what I did? I jumped around. I put one at every 10. So I was really playing a mind game with myself to get it done, you know, and I'm sitting there going, I don't know. I don't think I have 100 successes. And I was, and then as I was doing it, I was like, oh, yeah, what about that? Oh, yeah, what about that? It makes us remember the stuff, to do that look back, to appreciate all the things that we can offer and the tools in our tool belt that we take for granted every single day. So, but yeah, I did the same thing. Oh, my gosh, the excuses I came up with. And I was like, what is that? You know, I was like, if one of my clients had said that to me, I'd be like, really? You're really going to say that?
Exactly. Mine did say that to me. I was like, well, what do you mean? Right?
Exactly. I love it. But you know what? That's the real talk, Stephanie. And that's why we really sit there in the shoes of our clients. We really sit there ourselves and go through these exercises. I can't tell you how many times I've gone through the success principles. I read the book at least once a year. And I go through the success principles because I have the workshops that I do. And every time I do it along with my clients. I do it along with the workshop. I do it along with the chambers or whatever organization I'm speaking in front of. And every single time I am amazed at what comes out for me. Needless to say, what comes out for the attendees. It's so much fun. Do you find that too?
I do. I find that when I sit down and I go through the exercises along with them, I'm having breakthroughs on my own growth journey.
Yes. Yes. And I learn from the people in the classes as well. We learn both in both directions. People teach me from the places that I speak at. People teach me from, my clients teach me every day. You know, they teach me, I guide them. I love that whole interaction. And then I get to meet great people like you at events that just light me up on fire. I mean, you lit me up that day. That was so cool. You're the bomb. You really are the bomb.
Oh, well, thank you. We had a great session. We really did. It was a special session. We were all open.
Oh, my God.
And that's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times did you cry? Let's be honest. How many times?
Oh, girl. I had to break down ugly cry. I mean, just, I went all in. I was like, I just can't tell you. I just can't answer the question. I'm not a cute crier. Like, I'm so ugly when I, like, I'm not the cute woo-woo-woo crier. I'm like the baller.
Oh, please. Yeah, I'm a mess. You know, you saw me. I was like,
I know.
And you're like, it's all right, no worries, you know, and there was no judgment. And I love that. And there never should be when you're working with a really good coach. So what is one productivity tool you use that can be used no matter what your career is?
The one that was and continues to be transformational for me is the Power of Five.
Oh, I love that one.
I established the goal. When I establish what my day looks like, what are the five things that absolutely have to get done today to move me forward? That was transformational. And anybody can, you can pick that.
Sure.
Just picking the five things.
And it's simple. And it's only five things.
Only five things. The one thing I would have people to be aware of, because I've seen this with my clients, is don't have five things that have like a part A, B, C, D, F, you know, don't pick five that are really 15. Like literally pick five things that you're chopping at your goal and get those done.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I've always loved the Power of Five. It is very transformative and it really gets you where you want. So what's the number one success principle in your opinion?
Oh, by far, E plus R equals L.
Yes.
You're 100% responsible. Hands down, that is the best. That's number one. Because when you take 100% responsibility, all other excuses go away.
Except if you're trying to do the 100 success things and you really throw them on the table. No, so E plus R equals O. I'm being so fresh. E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals outcome. So,
outcome.
Yeah. So the event that happens, you don't have control over. Your response is the only thing you have control over. And if you look at it, have you ever had an event happen or something happened in your day and you was like, oh, if I only responded this way, the outcome wouldn't have been so severe, or the outcome wouldn't have been so bad. Or better yet, the way that I like to look at it is, when you responded the right way, look at the way the outcome became because as a result of having such a positive response to it. It's like, yeah, you're right. I should do better at this. Let me do this. Let me take these actions. Boom. Drop the mic. You have just changed your outcome to a positive result. I love E plus R equals O, and I love the 100% responsibility. That doesn't mean taking responsibility for other people's stuff. And there's right. the line. There's the line.
Right. And within that R, the thing that it all ties in together with our affirmations, right? Because within that R is, you know, we have control over the thoughts we think, the images we see, and the actions we take. So even within that R, it comes right back to the affirmations. It comes back to our productivity tools. Like, it comes back to all those things. That's why that would be my number one, Lorianne, that one right there.
Agreed. Really good choice. So have there been any pivotal limiting beliefs that you have, that you've resolved, that you have been, that's really been huge for you?
Yes, there have. And, you know, we'll share, you know, transparency in terms of my journey, because, you know, it may help someone else.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I grew up with is you should never need to ask for help. Like, you're smart enough, you can figure it out. And that was a huge limiting belief for me that I've been able to work through and walk through, and knowing that the smart people do ask for help.
And people want to help.
Yes.
People want to help, you know. So sometimes you have to switch it around. This is what my switch was. I had a similar feeling. I had to switch it around and think about, because sometimes I got hurt. It's like, well, why didn't you tell me? I would have helped you, was my response to somebody else. Then I had to think and put my shoes on the other foot and go, if I don't ask, they're going to say the same thing back to me. Why don't you just tell me? I could help you. And people love to help other people because they get that wonderful feeling of helping you succeed, right? And and things are so much better when you do it with other people. Isn't it true?
It is. And, you know, us getting to know each other, you know, part of that is just leveraging our knowledge. That's huge.
Yeah.
That is just huge. And we can help so many more people when we come together. And it is okay to ask for help and to, you know, sometimes it's a little bit selfish to not ask for help. I don't know.
I agree.
You think about that, but sometimes I think it's a little bit selfish, you know, wanting to not ask for help.
Yeah, I totally agree. That and your talents. If you're not sharing your talents, if you could sing, or if you're an artist and you keep it to yourself and you don't share it, I think that's selfish too, because you have this talent. There's a reason for it. And everybody has different talents. It doesn't have to be artistic. You know, I have a friend who does a mean spreadsheet. I got to tell you, I hate numbers. I don't like doing math. I don't like doing spreadsheets. And they're like, oh, well, just do a pivot table. I'm like, what the heck is a pivot table? And so they taught me how to do a pivot table like 10 years ago. It's the best, most fun tool ever. And it took, you know, took my work load down. And it's something that I can utilize as a tool for my friends. But that was their superpower. You know, they do a mean pivot table. I was like, that's a great superpower, you know? So we all have something to contribute. And as long as we stay in our lane and then share it with everybody, it's so cool. It's so much fun collaborating. I mean, I love having this conversation with you, Stephanie, and I'm looking forward to our collaboration together and just, you know, taking this to the next level and helping so many people just soar to success. Because that's, you know, a catchphrase I always use is soaring to success, and also show up for you and show up big, because I really mean it. I really mean it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm with you.
So, you know, what's your why? Why do you do what you do?
Because I wish I had known the things that I know now. And I wish I had someone that would stand in that was able to stand in that gap for me, to be that bridge of holding that vision, of seeing the greatness and providing the steps, being hope, being light, being a lighthouse.
I love it.
That's what I'm called to be.
That's beautiful. And I will just say to that is that you needed to have those experiences so you have this feeling, so you do this work. We need to have those tragedies yeah. in order to have that experience to be able to work from a genuine place so that we do understand what people are going through. We do understand the struggles. We do understand the days that we're just not showing up as good for ourselves as we should be, and that's okay. We don't have mm-hmm. to be 100%, and we're not looking for perfect. I always say, take massive imperfect actions. Just take action.
I'm with you there.
Just take action. Last thoughts. Last thoughts, Steph.
Ooh. The thing that I would encourage each person to do is to know that you have value. Know that when you were created, you were validated. Know that when you give your gift, although it may not seem like a lot, when you put your gift into that pool, and it causes a ripple, it impacts a whole ocean. And I want you to remember that.
That's absolutely beautiful and dead on, point on. Absolutely. That's so great. I love what you do. How can people reach you, Stephanie?
You can reach me via my website, stephanieoden.com. I'm on all the social media platforms.
And she's not joking. She's on every platform. Not joking.
I'm on all the social media.
You see her gorgeous face on every platform. I'm like, oh my God, there's that Stephanie again.
I'm under Stephanie Y. Oden. And so you can find me on all the platforms under that. And what you heard here is what you'll see there. I've learned that I like the authentic, funny, quirky, goofy, smart, all those things of me. And that's what you'll see whenever you see me on the social media platform.
Yes, yes. And there's nothing quirky or goofy. You're just a really good unicorn, and I love it. And I love fellow unicorns. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. You're an angel, Stephanie Oden. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. My heart is always lifted by spending this time with you, and I appreciate you choosing to spend this time with us. Thank you again for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. Until next time, you know what I'm going to say. Play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and show up. What is it, Michael?
Big.
Nice. Have a great one.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.